Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
このポッドキャストが始まった時にしておくべきじゃなかったのでしょうか、うん、
しておくべきだよ。え？何を何の話？
トピック。今日のトピック、話題。
トピック？
うん。
うん。今日のトピックは？
トピック。
何ですか、うん、
トピックはね。
トピック。
We're going to learn how to say laid back in Japanese.
How about that?
How about that? Big brain.
That should have been the first episode.
ねえ。
Big brain. しまったね。
しまった。
Whoopsies. でも楽しみ。
うん。タイがレイドバック or relaxed しようとしてるとき、何する？
普通は、そうだな。ゲームしたりするかな？ゲームとか、日本語の勉強とか。
え、日本語の勉強リラックス？
うん、そうだよ。
おー。
いっぱいリラックスできる。
ん？
うん。チ
エは？私は、結構本読んだりするのとか好きかな。あとは昼寝。散歩？
そうだね。
散歩も好き。
ああ。
気分転換に。
うん。散歩いいよね。
うん。
気分転換。いい言葉だね。
うん。いい言葉。Alright. I started off with Japanese that word was not translated. so, I think I said something like, この話は、このポッドキャストが始まった時にしておくべきだったんじゃない ?That's saying、that today's topic should have probably been mentioned at the very beginning of the birth of this podcast.
yeah, but you know, しょうがない、and such and whatnot. Oh well,
yeah.
しょうがない it can't be helped.It technically could have been, but you know, whatever.
And then we jumped into me asking, Tai, what do you do when you're trying to relax or laid back?
I said something along the lines of game study suru. So like I play games and Nihongo no Benkyou and like Japanese studies.
I asked him, Nihongo no Benkyou relaxu dekiru no? Can you relax to Nihongo no Benkyou studying Japanese?
Yes. Yes. It's nice. Yeah. I like to. I feel like I can. And then I also asked you, how about you?
And then I said, 本とか読んだり, which is reading books. とかあとは散歩. 散歩 is taking walks. とか昼寝. 昼寝 is, 昼 is like noon or afternoon, I guess. 寝 is, 寝る, is to sleep.So, taking naps.
Take a nap. Yeah, I can't take naps. If I try to take a nap, it just doesn't work for me.
It just turned into a 6-hour
sleep what I do.
Session.
That or I just can't fall asleep. So, like, you know, like you'll try to do like a 40-minute nap or whatever. And then I spend the whole 40 minutes just trying to fall asleep. And I'm like, well, that didn't work.
気分転換は? どんな意味?
気分転換。It's like a change of pace or a change of mood almost. So like maybe you just need to step away from whatever you're doing or whatnot, or you just want to have some different scenery or something. Just kind of changing what you're doing. Usually a 気分転換, you can do like an osanpo.
Osanpo.
So you can take a walk or whatnot. Osanpo.
Sanpo 最高.
Yeah.
Sanpo is the best.
Sanpo いいよね.
Alright, so there are more than just a single way.To say laid back in Japanese.
It's very true.
一番言いやすいのリラックスかな? リラックス. That's just the word relax. You can definitely say that in Japanese.
Yeah, I feel like I hear this one a lot. Just in general. It's just really easy. It's really common. It can be used in lots of situations.
例えば? 例えば? For example?
例えば、友達のピアノのピアノの発表会とかで、like, if that friend is really 緊張してる、so if they're really nervous, 友達がガチガチに緊張してたら、then you could say, like, so if they're, like, really, really nervous and they're, like, doing a piano recital or something, you could say, katawomomi nagara, relax, relax, and you're like momi, rubbing their shoulders or whatnot.
Momi, relax,
momi. Momi, momi.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like rub.
It's the hogusu hand motion. I don't really know if it translates very well.
Hogusu is like
loosen,
releasing, kind of like releasing tension, right? Hogusu. Because your kinniku, if they're really struggling, really tight, if they're gachi gachi, then you can hogusu them by massaging them. ね。
あのね、ピアノのレッスン取ってた時に発表会一回やったんだよね。で、その時にめっちゃ緊張してガチガチだったのね。で、I was not paying attention. And 楽譜を逆さまに置いたの。
あ、
で、
やべ。
I started playing with my 楽譜、which is my sheet music upside down.But I had, you know, the first part memorized, so I was like, I don't have to look at it. And then I look up and it's upside down, and I'm like, I had to start over. ちょっと、ちょっと、っていう経験があります。
Ah, that's not... That happens, though. Like, I've had, so in, when I was a kid in band in high school, I played percussion. So the percussion section, like, there, we had some pieces where the percussion just didn't exist. So percussion would do their own thing.
Percussion はね、打楽器。
打楽器。Like hitting yeah, music instruments. で、みんなで、打楽器のみんな、we would do our own thing. And then, so I was playing and I had like a solo part in that thing that we were doing. And I repeated it by accident on the stage. And everyone was just like,Everyone else playing with me, they just, they managed to keep up just fine with the improv. でも気づいてなかったよ。I did not notice at all that I did it.
終わってから気づいたの？
そうそうそうそう。その終わってから動画をまた見てる時は気づいた。え？僕何をしたって
言うの。
Yeah, I was like,Yeah, we were watching the video afterwards, and I was like, oh no.
Wait, but everyone else in the room knew, right?
Yeah, everyone else, okay, they told me. Okay. I'm like, what are you talking about?
気づかなかったのね。すごいね。集中力がすごいのかな。すごいね。わかんないけど。
そうかな？わかんないけどね。
Maybe his concentration was too strong.
Yeah. And that... 緊張が強かった。
緊張が強かった。There you go.
緊張が強かった。Yeah, the nerves.
Another way to say relax is...ゆったりor まったり they kind of mean the same thing. ゆったり when someone says ゆったりまったり温泉 comes to mind for me first thing.
Yeah, it's really relaxing.
温泉 is like a hot spring, public hot spring place. And in Japan, I don't know, it's just so relaxing and soothing. The best. Like they usually have kind of a waterfall jacuzzi.The spout is like a short waterfall, so it's always making that chobo chobo water sound. So it's like a slight waterfall sound. And then, you know, it's misty and steamy. You get いっぱいでなんか気持ちいいし、あったかいし、きれいだし、I don't know. And 露天風呂, if you have an outside version of it attached...Then you can kind of sit in the nature too. I don't know, it's just perfect.
It's so nice. It's so nice. Relaxu kan ga ii. It's really relaxing.
Nanka nani mo kangaeze ni kokoro to karada ga hogurete kuru kanji ga suru.
So da ne. Yeah, I've only been in an onsen like once.
Yeah! But you have to change that.
I did feel that.
え、どこで入った？
まあ、onsen じゃないかもしれないけどね。東京のホテル去年ぐらい去年半
え、ちょっと待って You're telling me that you live in 九州で、ちゃんとした温泉に行ったことないの行かなきゃ
そうですそうです I know I want to go to Beppu or something
え、8月はどこ行くの
あー、まだ決めてない
温泉行けばちょっと暑いかな Summer 温泉 It's okay It's still relaxing
Oh wait, are there onsen Kumamoto? Maybe I'll go.
There is a onsen in Kyushu around like every single corner.
Oh.
There is one in Fukuoka. Probably more than one, actually.
Yeah, there's definitely a bunch.
I'm kidding. There's more than one.
There's definitely more than one. 少なくとも一つあるよね。少なくとも。
ちゃんと言ってください。And then you have to tell us all what happened and all the experiences and how ゆったりまったり you were able to become.
了解。はい。そうします。
はい。お願いします。ゆっくりするは？
ゆっくり。
ゆっくりする。
これが好き。うん。ゆっくりするのが好き。So, ゆっくりする is like to take it easy almost. So, it's like a really slow paced. You're just kind of chilling, I feel like. It's ゆっくりする。
The word ゆっくり means slow. So, taking it easy, taking it slow, all those things. This one reminds me of going to 親戚の家とか、鹿児島に行ったりとか、熊本の親戚の家に行ったりとか。And then they'll say, ゆっくりしてってね。Even if they're, you know, doing something in the kitchen or whatever, they're saying, take it easy, you know, kind of make yourself at home type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So、Relax. Your relatives, 親戚. Yeah, that's always nice to go to a relative's house and then they tell you to ゆっくりする. I like that.
It's kind of related. のんびりする? のんびり.
のんびり is...Relaxed in a different way. It's like a calm relax. It's like a calm slowness. Like if you're nonbiri suru, I feel like when I play Animal Crossing or something, I nonbiri suru slightly. Like it's that kind of feeling of just like a slow style of enjoying something.
To me, yukkuri feels slower, like slowed down pace. And nonbiri is like elongated. It's a little bit of a different feeling, but they're still very similar. Mm-hmm.
So elongated, like you experience it over a longer amount of time?
Or like, I don't know, the whole entire day, you just kind of take really nonbiri.
Okay, I feel that. I feel like if I go to the inaka for a day, then I nonbiri suru.
そうね。
Right? But if I'm in like my 親戚, my relative's house, then I yukkuri suru for that time period that they tell me to yukkuri suru. But nonbiri is like an entire day's worth of experience, right?
Yeah, I feel kind of. Like it's, yeah, an elongated period of time, I think.
Yeah, all right.
You can use them pretty much interchangeably, but for me, it feels that way. And going off of your inaka thing, though, when I go to inaka, it feels like you can hane o nobasu.
You can spread your wings.
You can spread your wings.
Extend your wings.
Yeah. So when you're in like a crowded city or, you know, crowded workspace all week, you've been, you know, gachi-gachi probably working at your desk typing or something. And then 田舎とか自然にあふれたとこに行ったりとかしたら空気おいしいとこでのんびりして羽を伸ばす。So yeah, extending your wings that you don't have. Like kind of like that stretching motion that you do when you go to the 田舎 and try to get...The oishi kuki in your lungs.
Yeah, yeah, like your hands are, you stretch your arms out a lot. Oishi kuki. I like that. Delicious, like kind of air, delicious fresh air, basically. Yone. Yeah, full of nature and all that. I love that stuff. That's why I like Fukuoka, because it's everything's so close. Like the Tokai is really close, but also the Inaka is really close.
Ato, this isn't saying rirakusu, but it's related, is ochitsuku.This is a feeling, I guess. It's not like a thing that you do. I guess it kind of can, actually, but...
yeah, kind of.
You can tell someone to 落ち着け, right? Or 落ち着いてください.
Calm down.
Yeah.
yeah, calm down. でも, I feel like you can still definitely say this. Like, if I go into an onsen with my friend, and like as I sit down into the onsen, I could be like, ah, 落ち着くね. You right? Can.
Yep.
So I feel like you can definitely, yeah, you can definitely use it. But there's more uses outside of it. So I agree.
But like you can say rirakusu shi ni iku, but you can't say, I guess you can say ochitsuki ni iku. That feels very
I feel
weird.
Like, you yeah, can I say feel that. Like that's an, after an argument, you're like, all right, I'm going to go calm down or something.Yeah, versus rirakusu is just you're gonna go relax.
くつろぐ。くつろぐ。
くつろぐ。 I know this word, but I don't know this word. So,
くつろぐ to me has like an image of throw your feet up, like laying back on a couch and throwing your feet up with, I don't know, very laid back, like actual laid back.
Mm. You get home from work and then you just kick your feet up on the table or whatever, and you just chill. くつろぐ.
かな? If to me it goes hand in hand with like sweats in pajama toka. Maybe all day you stay in your pajama, nonbiri, くつろぐ.
Kanji? Oh, いいよね. したい.
して?
So, kind of a question. If you're at like a ryokan or something like that, could you use basically all of these words? What do you think would fit the best at like a ryokan?
Oh, zenbu.
Zenbu.
So, you can nanka rilakusu dekiru toko ni ikitai na mitaina. So, initially you can be like, I want to go somewhere that I can relax. Onsen haritai yuttari mattari dekiru jan? Onsen toka.
Yeah.
Yukkuri suru nanka yukkuri dekiru ryokan ni ikitai. So you can go to a ryokan, but it could be, you know, like a busy ryokan versus like a very nature overgrown feeling ryokans and stuff. Like there are right. different types of ryokans that you can go to. So yukkuri dekiru, yukkuri dekiru ryokan ni ikitai. Tsuitara no, ichinchi juu nonbiri shio toka, hane nobashi nagara nonbiri shio toka. They just, I don't know, everywhere in the ryokan will be ochitsuku.
Yeah. So you could have a calm feeling. Otsutsuku, you can definitely use it in a lot of situations.
かな?
で、くつろぐ wa dekiru?
だけ、旅館に行ったらね、なんだっけ? 上から羽織るやつ。
羽織 or whatnot?
なんだっけ? 浴衣? そうそう, 浴衣, they rent, not rent, but like, it comes with your room. It's your pajama.
Right.
Is the 浴衣, which is... If you're familiar with what kimono looks like, it's like that, but it's like a summery, lighter fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can wear your yukata everywhere in the ryokan with your geta, your clonking slippers that are made of wood.
Yeah, so it's just so comfy.
あとは, 旅館に行ったら, there's probably things to do outside of the actual ryokan, because it's like, you know, you go to the hotel to sleep. You go outside of where you sleep, usually. Go explore and stuff. Hiking toka ni ittara, how do you take a rest? What do you say to your partner that you're climbing with?
Ah, chotto, kyūkei shio. Let's take a breather.
Kyūkei shio.
I say that sometimes. Yeah.
Kyūkei shio is a very common way to say let's take a break. You can also say it if you're playing sports or something. And kyūkei suru, kyūkei wo toru. Also is a way to say specifically in that type of setting when you're practicing something, kyūkei wo toru.
Yeah. Or you could even just be like, chotto kyūkei, kyūkei. And then that's that's like everything you need to say.
You can say like, 5分 kyūkei ne. If you're, I don't know, the coach telling your whole group that you have a 5-minute break.
So.
とか 勉強中に 差し入れ 誰かが持ってきたら ちょっと 休憩取ろっか. ちょっと休憩しようか.
So while you're studying, if you get a 差し入れ? 何?
差し入れ is the literal translation is to insert, like interrupt, right? 差し入れる is to like stab something through.
Oh boy.
So if you're studying and someone brings a 差し入れ, it's an interruption to your studies, but it's usually consists of a snack. And or drinks. 差し入れ. Or you can, you know, for me, I guess, if it's sports related. I was playing soccer and maybe your, or I guess my mother would bring me like a onigiri or cold sports drink or something after a game, before the next game or something like that. 差し入れ.
Ah, okay. いいよね.
Mm.
I want a lot of 差し入れ during my benkyo.
あとは, the other way to say taking a break is 一息つく.
It's like one breath and then つく. Oh no, I don't want to translate つく. Which つく is this one?
なんだろう。一息つく。
Maybe attach. Attach one breath.
うん。
ああ。This one's like 吐く。It's 吐くの字。So, I guess like inhale.
Exhale だと思う。In this case.
To breathe out?、うん、oh yeah, to breathe. So, yeah, okay, yeah. It's going out. Because、うん、吐く is like also like to throw up. But...It uses the same kanji for so tsuku is to breathe out. So like take it, like breathe out a deep breath、
mm.
and then you can relax. で、違いは何ですか?
ほとんど同じなんだけどね。I would say 一息つく is slightly less common and or slightly formal. But 休憩 can definitely be used in casual or formal.
そんな感じがするね。
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like I would always, almost always say 休憩しよう。
If you...went to a 旅館 and you were planning on having a ゆったりまったりのんびり day, but you couldn't. 、
mm.
What were some things we can say in the opposite of those things?、
Mm. So if you couldn't, I think I would say 落ち着けなかったとか、mm. Like I couldn't calm down. Mm. Mm. リラックスできなかったとか。
Yeah. If you come home and your friend is asking...
Yeah, yeah, if you're responding to your friend. ゆったりまったりしたかったのにできんかったとか。
お、できんかった。Are you turning into a Kyushu person?
I might be. All I speak to are Kyushu people.
Yes!
It, oh no. Yeah.
I'm gonna start
Wait,
speaking
yes, actually, I'm actually pretty
Kyushu
happy about
then with you.
Yes, please. I understand it now.
So then you can say...If, you know, you went on a vacation with someone that has, like, a plan book filled with things every single day when you're gone, but you're not the type of person that feels relaxed when you do that, you can say bata bata shita. Bata bata is onomatopoeia for,
bata bata.
Bata bata.
It's like running around and, like, when I think of bata bata, if I'm at my house, if I'm bata bata shiteruing, oh boy, then I'm like cleaning a lot. Like I'm running around cleaning. Bata bata, it's like the sound of feet hitting the ground. So you're like running around a lot. So
it's also the same onomatopoeia for like birds, you know, trying to make their.
Take off?
No, make their hane.
Like their
straight. You know how they do bata bata?
Their wings straight?
Yeah. They'll flap it and bring it back in.
Oh. Okay, so bata bata is them like flapping their wings to clean them.
Mm-hmm.
And then basa basa is them flapping their wings to like fly and stuff. Oh, so か I didn't know that.
You can also say bata tsuiteru. It's the same as bata bata shiteru.
If I hear someone say bata tsuiteru, I'm just gonna think they're being covered in butter.
Bata tsuiteru. Yeah,
that's so great. Bata tsuiteru.
Tsuite nai yo.
Tsuite nai ka.
Yeah. So like you were saying, you can use what we mentioned earlier. So like.Relaxu or yuttari mattari. Relaxu dekinai. So you can negate all of these. So relaxu dekinai or dekinakatta. Yuttari mattari dekinakatta. Yukkuri dekinakatta. Nonbiri dekinakatta. All of these are dekinakatta, I guess. Hane o nobasenakatta. Ammari hane o nobasenakatta. And then ochitsukenakatta. Kutsurogenakatta.
Right. And notice how Chie is.Kind of changing the forms of these. So we're putting this into the like able to kind of tense and then putting it into negative form. So, 落ち着ける、落ち着けない、くつろげる、くつろげないとか、伸ばせる、like able to relax, able to spread your wings, able to all that, able to calm down. And then, 落ち着けないとか、伸ばせないとか。
With the 落ち着けない one?You can also say someone that they don't have ochitsuki. So I can either be a ochitsuiteru hito or ochitsuki no nai hito.
So you can be someone who's like calm or someone who's just kind of worked up all the time.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. I feel like both of us are generally pretty calm, right?
結構落ち着いてる感じの人。
We're chill.
I guess
that's a good trend. Yeah, like, we're chill
we're
or
chill.
They have no chill.
Facts.
Yeah. Well, we kind of have to be chill. We have a podcast called Laid Back Japanese.
That is also facts.
Yeah.
And then you can also say 落ち着きがない and you can refer that to objects as well. So maybe a room or a spot that you go to doesn't have chill. It's not chill. So, 落ち着きがない空間. 空間 is like this space. Or 落ち着きがない部屋. Or 落ち着けない部屋. So, those are kind of two different things. 落ち着けない部屋 is like I can't, a room that can't, I can't relax in.
Yep.
落ち着かない空間 or 落ち着かない部屋 is like the atmosphere.
So, okay. So, it like, it just feels off and you're not able to relax in it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the 落ち着かない空間? So, like, when you're there, it's like the room gives off this feeling of just not, you would not be able to relax in it. It's uncomfortable or something.
Mm. The air is 落ち着かない.
The air isn't calm.
Yeah. Yeah. The vibe maybe, like, is unease? Incorrect.
Is there like, the vibes are off?
Yes.
Okay.
Vibes and chills.
So it would, yeah. Would uneasy, like an, would that describe that accurately? If, you, if it was like an uneasy, like an area that causes unease in you?
Mm.
Okay. で、服とか考え事, can you use it for like those two?
Mm. 落ち着かない服とかあるじゃん。Like if it's all scratchy or there's a buckle on your bag and you have to sit in the car or I don't know, yeah. All those things. 落ち着けない?
Mm.
Or 落ち着かない?
やだね。
Either one actually would work.
落ち着かない。落ち着けない。So the difference between those...
If you're feeling it, 落ち着かない。この服落ち着かない。落ち着けない服 is that cloth is the thing. Like, I can't, mm-hmm. I can't be 落ち着く. Does that make any sense?
Okay, so... 落ち着かない服着ながら僕が落ち着けない。
うん。
So, I'm wearing 服 that 落ち着かないかか and that makes me unable to 落ち着く or 落ち着ける。
うん。
So, it's basically just the difference of like what the subject is and whatnot. So, they're basically the same.
Yes,
you can
yes.
almost use them interchangeably. It's just like what the target of that verb is.
Okay. You described it well.
So, were you able to relax to this laid-back Japanese podcast all the way to the end?
日本語の量を聞きながら落ち着けた?くつろげた?
私くつろげたよ。
くつろげた?よかった。僕もいっぱいリラックスできた。すごいリラックス感のいいエピソードだと思いました。
So
I thought it was a really relaxing episode personally for me.
It was. Just thinking about onsens.
Yeah, it's just so nice. Ryokan and all that. Oh. But yeah, let us know if there was any Japanese that like kind of caught your eye, your ear. I don't know. caught your interest.
Oh, no.
And yeah, if you want to share it with us or ask us about anything that you heard in this episode, then nativeshark.com/community. You can find us there in the Laid Back Japanese podcast channel. And we'll leave you with this.
今日の質問です。一番ゆったりできるお気に入りの場所はどこですか?
私は自分のベッドです。
あー、めっちゃわかる。めっちゃわかる。
ベッドの上で本読んだり、昼寝したり。I guess you can't do a sample on your bed, but you know.
If you try hard enough, I'm sure you can.
True?
Nothing is impossible.
True. では皆さん、お風呂でまったりするのはいいけど、うたた寝しちゃわないように気をつけてね。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/LBJP to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
お風呂でまったりするのはいい。あ、私もかんだ。どうしよう。